Chapter 18, Fruitage. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Jesus. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Paul. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grape appear, and the pomegranates bud forth. Solomon's Song. Thousands of letters could be presented in testimony of the healing efficacy of Christian Science, and particularly concerning the vast number of people who have been reformed and healed through the perusal or study of this book. For the assurance and encouragement of the reader, a few of these letters are here republished from the Christian Science Journal and Christian Science Sentinel. The originals are in the possession of the editor, who can authenticate the testimonials which follow. Rheumatism healed. I was a great sufferer from a serious form of rheumatic trouble, my hands being affected to such an extent that it was impossible for me even to dress without assistance. The trouble finally reached the knees, and I became very lame and had to be assisted in and out of bed. I went to the different health resorts for the benefit I hoped to derive from the baths and waters that were prescribed by physicians, but found no permanent relief. I was placed under an X-ray examination and was told that the joints were becoming ossified. I then consulted a celebrated specialist who, after a thorough examination, said my condition would continue to grow worse and that I would become completely helpless. At that time, a copy of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mrs. Eddy was loaned me. I read it more from curiosity than with the thought of any physical benefit. As the truth was unfolded to me, I realized that the mental condition was what needed correcting, and that the spirit of truth which inspired this book was my physician. My healing is complete, and the liberation in thought is manifest in a life of active usefulness rather than the bondage of helpless invalidism and suffering. I owe to our beloved leader, Mrs. Eddy, gratitude which words cannot express. Her revelation of the practical rather than the merely theoretical application of Jesus' words, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," proved to be my redeemer. I did not even have to apply to a practitioner, but am most grateful for the helpful words of loving friends. E.B.B., Pasadena, California. Astigmatism and hernia healed. It is nearly 5 years since I bought my first copy of Science and Health, the reading of which cured me of chronic constipation, nervous headache, astigmatism, and hernia in less than 4 months. Where would I be now had not this blessed truth been brought to me by much persuasion of a very dear friend? I certainly should have been deep in the slough of despond, if not in the grave. Am I truly thankful for all the good that has come to me and mine? I try to let my works testify of that, but to those whom I do not meet in person, I can truly say, yes, I am indeed more thankful than words can express for the glorious healing that has come to me, both physical, mental, and moral. And I also convey herein my song of gratitude to the dear leader who has, through her fidelity to truth, enabled me to touch at least the hem of Christ's garment. BSJ, Sioux City, Iowa. Substance of lungs restored. It was about 15 years ago that Christian Science first came to my notice. At that time, I had been a chronic invalid for a good many years. I had acute bowel trouble, bronchitis, and a number of other troubles. One physician had told me that my lungs were like wet paper, ready to tear at any time, and I was filled with fear, as my mother, two brothers, and a sister had been victims of consumption. I tried many physicians and every remedy that promised help, but no help came until I found a copy of Mrs. Eddy's book, Science and Health. The book was placed in my hands by one who did not then appreciate it, and I was told that it would be hard for me to understand it. I commenced reading it with this thought, but I caught beautiful glimpses of truth, which took away my fear and healed me of all those diseases, and they have never returned. I would also like to tell how I was healed of a sprained ankle. The accident occurred in the morning, and all that day and during the night, I gave myself Christian Science treatment as best I could. The next morning it seemed to be no better, being very sore, badly swollen, and much discolored. Feeling that I had done all I could, I decided to stop thinking about it. I took my copy of Science and Health and began reading. Very soon I became so absorbed in the book that I forgot all about my ankle. It went entirely out of my thought, for I had a glimpse of all God's creation as spiritual, and for the time being lost sight of my material selfhood. After 2 days, I laid the book down and walked into another room. When next I thought of my ankle, I found it was not hurting me. The swelling had gone down, the black and blue appearance had nearly vanished, and it was perfectly well. It was healed while I was absent from the body and present with the Lord. This experience was worth a great deal to me, for it showed me how the healing is done. C.H., Portland, Oregon. Fibroid tumor healed in a few days. My gratitude for Christian Science is boundless. I was afflicted with a fibroid tumor which weighed not less than 50 pounds, attended by a continuous hemorrhage for 11 years. The tumor was a growth of 18 years. I lived in Fort Worth, Texas, and had never heard of Christian Science before leaving there for Chicago in the year 1887. I had tried to live near to God, and I feel sure He guided me in all my steps to this healing and saving truth. After being there several weeks, I received letters from a Texas lady who had herself been healed and who wrote urging me to try Christian Science. Changing my boarding place, I met a lady who owned a copy of Science and Health, and in speaking to her of having seen the book, she informed me she had one, and she got it and told me I could read it. The revelation was marvelous and brought a great spiritual awakening. This awakened sense never left me, and one day when walking alone, it came to me very suddenly that I was healed. And I walked the faster, declaring every step that I was healed. When I reached my boarding place, I found my hostess and told her I was healed. She looked the picture of amazement. The tumor began to disappear at once, the hemorrhage ceased, and perfect strength was manifest. There was no joy ever greater than mine for this Christ cure, for I was very weary and heavy laden. I thought very little of either sleeping or eating, and my heart was filled with gratitude since I knew I had touched the hem of his garment. I must add that the reading of Science and Health, and that alone, healed me, and it was the second copy I ever saw. S. L., Fort Worth, Texas. Insanity and Epilepsy Healed. While an inmate at the State Asylum for the Insane at Middletown, Connecticut, an epileptic and at times confined to my bed with bilious attacks, pronounced incurable by the doctors, at least six in number, the book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mrs. Eddy was placed in my hands. After reading a few pages, I became very much impressed with the truth therein stated, and although I was surrounded with opposition, I knew that underneath are the everlasting arms. Since that time, past the middle of the year 1899, I have kept pressing on until I've been healed by reading Science and Health. At times I was beset by what seemed unconquerable opposition, until the first week in October 1904, when, upon going to my home in Darien for a visit, I was given my liberty, and I am now earning my living in this city. After having been subject to epileptic attacks since 1892, and at one time pronounced dying by the doctor in charge, I am now well. I have had no fit or symptoms of any since the first week in May 1904. I trust that this testimony to the healing power of truth, realized by reading Science and Health, for I had no treatment, may reach the eye of some to whom the battle seems long, and inspire them with fresh courage and a realization of the worth of the victory. I am filled with inexpressible gratitude and love to God and to Mrs. Eddy. Mrs. B. B. C., Stamford, Connecticut. A case of mental surgery. I have found for some time I should give my experience in mental surgery. In May 1902, going home for lunch on a bicycle, and while riding down a hill at a rapid gait, I was thrown from the wheel, and falling on my left side with my arm under my head, the bone was broken about halfway between the shoulder and elbow. While the pain was intense, I lay still in the dust, declaring the truth and denying that there could be a break or accident in the realm of divine love, until a gentleman came to assist me, saying he thought I had been stunned. I was only 2.5 blocks from home, so I mounted my wheel again and managed to reach it. On arriving there, I lay down and asked my little boy to bring me our textbook. He immediately brought Science and Health, which I read for about 10 minutes, when all pain left. I said nothing to my family of the accident, but attended to some duties and was about half an hour late in returning to the office, this being my only loss of time from work. My friends claimed that the arm had not been broken, as it would have been impossible for me to continue my work without having it set and carrying it in a sling until the bone knit together. Their insistence almost persuaded me that I might have been mistaken, until one of my friends invited me to visit a physician's office where they were experimenting with an X-ray machine. The physician was asked to examine my left arm to see if it differed from the ordinary. On looking through it, he said, "Yes, it has been broken, but whoever set it made a perfect job of it, and you will never have any further trouble from that break." My friend then asked the doctor to show how he could tell where the break had been. The doctor pointed out the place as being slightly thicker at that part, like a piece of steel that had been welded. This was the first of several cases of mental surgery that have come under my notice and have made a deep impression on me. For the benefit of others who may have something similar to meet, I will say that I have overcome almost constant attacks of sick headaches extending back to my earliest recollection. LCS, Salt Lake City, Utah. Cataract quickly cured. I wish to add my testimony to those of others and hope that it may be the means of bringing some poor sufferer to health, to happiness, and to God. I was healed through simply reading this wonderful book, Science and Health. I had been troubled periodically for many years with sore eyes and had been to many doctors who called the disease iritis and cataract. They told me that my eyes would always give me trouble and that I would eventually lose my sight if I remained in an office, and advised me to go under an operation. Later on, I had to wear glasses at my work, also out of doors, as I could not bear the winds and my eyes were gradually becoming worse. I could not read for longer than a few minutes at a time, otherwise they would smart severely. I had to rest my eyes each evening to enable me to use them the next day. In fact, gaslight was getting unbearable because of the pain, and I made home miserable. A dear brother told me about Christian Science and said that if I would read Science and Health, it would help me. He procured for me the loan of the book. The first night I read it, it so interested me I quite forgot all about my eyes until my wife remarked that it was 11 o'clock. I found that I had been reading this book for nearly 4 hours, and I remarked immediately after, "I believe my eyes are cured," which was really the case. The next day, on looking at my eyes, my wife noticed that the cataract had disappeared. I put away my outdoor glasses, which I have not required since, and through the understanding gained by studying Christian Science, I have been able to do away with my indoor glasses also and have had no return of pain in my eyes since. This is now a year and a half ago. GFS, Liverpool, England. Valvular heart disease healed. 14 years ago, my heart awoke to gratitude to God and the dear leader at the same time. After a patient and persistent effort of 3 months' duration to procure a copy of Science and Health, during which time I had visited every bookstore and many of the second-hand bookstores in the city of St. Paul, and had failed to find it, I at last remembered that the stranger who told me I might be healed had mentioned a name and McVicker's Theater building in Chicago as being in some way connected with the work. I sent there for information regarding a book called Health and Science, and the return mail brought me the book Science and Health, and in it I at once found sure promise of deliverance from valvular heart disease, with all the accompaniments such as extreme nervousness, weakness, dyspepsia, and insomnia. I had suffered from these all my life, finding no permanent relief even in material remedies and no hope of cure at any time. Only those who have been held in such bondage and have been liberated by the same means can know the eager joy of the first perusal of that wonderful book. Half a day's reading convinced me that I had found the way to holiness and health. I read on, thinking only of the spiritual enlightenment, content to wait until I should be led to some person who would heal me. But old things had passed away, and all things had become new. I was completely healed before I had met a scientist or one who knew anything about Christian Science. And before I had read a line of any other Christian Science literature except one leaf of a tract. So it is absolutely certain that the healing was entirely impersonal, as was also the teaching, which enabled me to begin at once demonstrating the power of truth to destroy all forms of error. E.J.W., North Yakima, Washington. The True Physician Found. It is with a deep sense of gratitude that I send the particulars of my healing through Christian Science. While visiting friends in the southwestern part of Ontario about 3 years ago, my attention was called to Christian Science and the wonderful healing it was doing. I had lived in New York for 25 years, but had never heard of Christian Science before, to my recollection. Up to that time, for 17 years, I had suffered with indigestion and gastritis in the worst form, often being overcome from a seeming pressure against the heart. I had asthma for 4 days. I had asthma for 4 years, also had worn glasses for 4 years. It seemed to me I had swallowed every known medicine to relieve my indigestion, but they only gave me temporary benefit. I purchased a copy of Science and Health, and simply from the reading of that grand book, I was completely healed of all my physical ailments in 2 weeks' time. I have used no medicine from that day to this, and with God's help and the wonderful light revealed to me through the reading of Mrs. Eddy's book, I never expect to again. I used to smoke 8 or 10 cigars a day, and also took an occasional drink, but the desire for these has gone, I feel, forever. I travel on the road and am constantly being invited to indulge, but it is no effort to abstain, and in many instances I find that my refusal helps others. While I fully appreciate the release from my physical troubles, this pales into insignificance in comparison with the spiritual uplifting Christian Science has brought me. I had not been inside a church for more than 10 years to attend regular services until I entered a Christian Science church. What I saw and realized there seemed so genuine that I loved Christian Science from the very start. I have never taken a treatment. Every inch of the way has been through study and practical demonstration, and I know that all can do the same thing if they will try. Since I have been in Science, I have overcome a case of ulcerated tooth in one night through the reading of Science and Health. Also, a severe attack of grip in 36 hours by obeying the scripture saying, "Physician, heal thyself." BHN, New York, New York. Cancer and consumption healed. I was a great sufferer for many years from internal cancer and consumption. I was treated by the best of physicians in New York, Minneapolis, and Duluth, and was finally given up as incurable when I heard of Christian Science. A neighbor who had been healed of consumption kindly loaned me Science and Health by Mrs. Eddy, which I read and became interested in. In 3 months' time, I was healed, the truth conveyed to me by this book being the healer, and not only of these diseases, but I was made whole mentally as well. I have not been in bed one day since, or rather in 11 years. I have had many good demonstrations during this time, have passed through many a fiery trial, but this blessed truth has caused me to stand, at times seemingly alone, and God was with me. I will mention a demonstration of painless childbirth, which I have had since coming to Idaho. Perhaps it may help some sister who was looking through the journal for a demonstration of this kind, as I was before my baby came. Good help being scarce here, I did my housework up to the time I was confined and was in perfect health. I awoke my husband one morning at 5 o'clock, and at 5:30, baby was born, no one being present but my husband and myself. It was quite a surprise to the rest of the family to see me sitting by the fire with a new baby on my lap. My son got the breakfast, of which I ate heartily. At noon, I joined the family in the dining room. I was out on the porch the second day, around the yard the third day, and have been perfectly well ever since, which has been now over 3 years. To one who had previously passed through agony untold, with a physician in attendance, this seemed wonderful. I hope this will interest someone who is seeking the truth, and I wish to express my sincere love for our beloved leader who has given us the key to the scriptures. E.C.C. Lewiston, Idaho. A remarkable case. 9 years ago, my only child was hovering between life and death. Some of the best physicians in Boston had pronounced his case incurable, saying that if he lived, he would always be an invalid and a cripple. One of the diseases was gastric catarrh. He was allowed to eat but very few things, and even after taking every precaution, he suffered to the extent that he would lie in spasms for half a day. He also had rickets, physicians saying that there was not a natural bone in his body. It was while he was in what seemed to be his greatest agony, and when I was in the darkest despair, that I first heard of Christian Science. The bearer of the joyful tidings could only tell me to come and hear of the wonderful things that Christian Science was doing. I accepted the invitation, for I was willing to try anything to save my child, and the following Friday evening I attended my first meeting, which was in the Mother Church of Christ Scientist. Long before the service began, every seat was filled, which was amazing to me, being an ordinary weekly meeting, and that night I realized from the testimonies given that Christian Science was the religion for which I had been searching for years. The next day I went to find a practitioner, but was unable to get the one who had been recommended, he being too busy. On my way home, I thought of some of the testimonies which I had heard the night before, of people being healed by simply reading Science and Health. I resolved at once to borrow a copy, and not dreaming of the sacrifice that my friend would make by conferring such a favor, I went and asked her for a loan of Science and Health. I never saw anyone part so reluctantly with a book as my friend did with her copy of the textbook. I read it silently and audibly, day and night, in my home, and although I could not seem to understand it, yet the healing commenced to take place at once. The little mouth, which had been twisted by spasms, grew natural, and the child was soon able to be up, playing and romping about the house as any child should. About this time, we decided to move to the far west. I was young in science at the time, and my husband greatly feared that the journey would cause a relapse for the child, but instead he continued to improve. I constantly read the Bible, Science and Health, and miscellaneous writings the 2 weeks we traveled, and we were the only ones in our car who, throughout the journey, did not get train sick. The child's limbs grew perfectly straight. He ate anything he wanted, and for years he has been a natural, healthy child in every way. He has passed through some of the worst forms of contagion, untouched and unharmed. I had been reading Science and Health several months before I gave any thought to myself and my numerous complaints. I had never been very strong, and some of my ailments were supposed to be hereditary and chronic. Hence, I dragged through many tedious years with a belief in medical laws and hereditary laws resting upon me. Just before I commenced reading Science and Health, I spent a half day in having my eyes examined by one of the leading oculists in Boston. His verdict was that my eyes were in a dreadful condition and that I would always need to wear glasses. In the meantime, I commenced to read Science and Health, and when I thought of my eyes, I had no need for glasses. The years that I have been in science, I have used my eyes incessantly, night as well as day, doing all kinds of trying work and without requiring the aid of glasses. I was healed of all my complaints whilst seeking the truth for my child, and many of them have never returned. Those that appeared simply came to the surface to be destroyed. Teeth have been restored and facial blemishes removed unconsciously simply by reading Science and Health. All of this is, however, nothing to compare with the spiritual uplifting which I have received, and I have everything to be thankful for. MTW, Los Angeles, California. Intense suffering overcome. For about 5 years, I was afflicted with sciatic rheumatism in such a severe form that my body was drawn out of shape. When able to be around, I walked with the assistance of a cane. The attacks were periodical, recurring every few months. Any exposure to rain or dampness would bring one. At one time, I was in bed 11 weeks, suffering intensely all the time, except when relieved by hypodermic injections. When I had these attacks, my regular physician was always in attendance. My daughter consulted another physician who said there would have to be an operation, which would include the exposing and scraping of the sciatic nerve. There was also another physician who, knowing of the case, examined my heart and claimed that it was weak and that I was liable to pass on at any time from heart trouble. After suffering 3 years, I heard of Christian Science, but did not avail myself of it for 2 years, when I decided to give up all other means and rely wholly upon it. It was not convenient to call a practitioner, so I took Science and Health and applied its teachings as best I could. In 3 days, the trouble completely left me, and there has never been the slightest return. My health has been good ever since, and I am at present in perfect physical health. I have been benefited in every way by Christian Science, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and would not be without my understanding of it for anything. Mrs. E. A. K., Billings, Montana. Healed of rheumatism and Bright's disease. I am very thankful to God for what He has done for me. I was suddenly left alone with many troubles and trials, and I took up the study of the Bible. I was trying to understand it prior to joining some church, as it seemed to me this would be expected. I had attended all sorts of churches from my childhood up, but never could find any that met my need. As time passed on, my condition became very alarming. Sciatic rheumatism that had troubled me for some years became so severe I could scarcely do anything. Then there appeared some complications so distressing that I was unable to walk far and had to sit down frequently by the way. I thought I had Bright's disease, such excruciating pains no tongue could tell my sufferings. With all these things upon me, death seemed very near. I had never joined any church, and I thought it now too late, as I would have to wait 6 months on probation, and I would be dead before that. About this time, I made some inquiries of my sister in reference to Christian Science, as she had already turned to that faith, and I soon found that it was just what I had been looking for. I saw at once that it declared the truth and nothing but the truth. I commenced reading Science and Health, also the New Testament. I wanted to find out what Jesus said, as I did not expect then to live long. I did not go to the meetings, nor did I read Science and Health to be cured, not thinking of that, but to be saved from an everlasting hell hereafter. My sister urged me to have a practitioner, but I kept on reading and praying to God in silence. And what happened? Where had the diseases gone? I persisted in reading Science and Health together with the Bible, with the knowledge that God, as revealed by Christ Jesus, can do everything, that He made everything that was made, that He can and does heal the afflicted. He has healed me, thanks to His most holy name. G. J. H., Charleston, Illinois. Grateful for many blessings. In the year 1901, Christian Science found me a hopeless invalid. I had suffered for 7 years previous with a very painful back, the result of an operation. I could get no rest or sleep at night, as I could not lie down, but had to sit propped in a chair with pillows around me. Only those who have suffered as I did can know the full misery of it. I had come to the end of material means and never hoped to get well. One day, however, while out walking, it was my good fortune to come to a Christian Scientist's house, and there the teaching was explained to me. I was advised to buy Science and Health, which I did, and the study of this book has healed my back entirely. Christian Science has also cured me of long-standing catarrh of the throat and neuralgia with which I had been afflicted from childhood. Before coming into Science, I had doctored with 3 of the best physicians in Seattle, but none could give me relief. I am no longer a sufferer, but rejoice exceedingly in Christian Science. God's promise has been fulfilled to me, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. E. O. Georgetown, Washington.